Lily Wellingham sighed as she read the last word on the last page of The Story of a Baron. She closed the leather-bound book, relieved the fictional characters, Lady Geraldine and Lord Ballantyne, were finally together and about to embark on their happily ever after. She wondered if the author, Anonymous, had experienced such a union and used it as the inspiration for the tale. Several characters bore a remarkable resemblance to some Lady Lily knew in real life, which meant if those characters were based on members of the peerage, then the author was certainly amongst them, either as a peer or as a servant privy to ton gossip. Lily smiled at the thought of a lowly servant writing such a tale, quietly earning royalties that might be used to pay for a fashionable townhouse in Mayfair when said servant was ready to retire from service. After all, she had imagined such a life for herself, if only because that's what maids did, imagined lives much like those found in fairy tales. A charming prince, besotted, sweeps the maid off her feet and rides off into the sunset. A handsome prince kisses the sleeping maiden to wake her from a spell, lifts her to his horse and rides off into the sunset. A lowly frog requests a kiss from a princess, transforms into a prince, and they ride off into the sunset. Well, that last one was quite impossible, Lily decided. She rather doubted there was a princess on the planet willing to kiss a frog. Except as unlikely as the events of the book were to have happened, Lily knew from her own years in service that when it came to members of the Tun...